I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Clashes between protesters and police continue to rock the Eastern European country of Serbia. Protests started in November after a subway roof collapsed in the city of Novi Sad, killing 15. Andre Morado is the national director at Teach Beyond Serbia. He says the subway tragedy ignited years of frustration over increasing government control.
Out of almost 200 cities in Serbia, 80 to 90% of the cities have joined those protests.
At first, demonstrations were politically neutral and peaceful, but recently the government has turned to harsh suppressive tactics. Students continue to protest at high personal cost.
Thousands of students have missed a whole or at least half of an academic year.
Teach Beyond Serbia offers informal Christ-centered education, such as English camps, so pray for peaceful political change, but most importantly, for gospel revival. And countries, just like people, can have bad reputations. But there's always hope because God is always at work behind the scenes. Take South Africa. In early 2025, it had the highest crime index score in the entire continent. Along with economic and poverty issues, the church is also battling prosperity gospel. Unati Sitoli with Transworld Radio Global says,
it doesn't teach the joy of, the privilege of, perhaps even sometimes the difficulties of suffering that we will experience in Christ Jesus.
Yet there are churches actively preaching the pure gospel, she says. One resource God is using to help is Mission 66, the conversational Bible study radio program that Sitoli co-hosts.
We want people to really see that the Word of God is our source. It's our daily bread.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.